Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Nonprofit U, a forum where nonprofit stakeholders can share lessons learned and discuss the latest developments in the industry. My name is Valerie Leonard, your host. I'm a consultant to nonprofits specializing in community and organizational development. I work with nonprofit organizations to help them make a stronger impact to their clients and communities, and you can find Nonprofit U on Facebook and Twitter. I encourage you to comment early and often using the hashtags Nonprofit U, Dear Rehabilitation Services, New Covenant CDC, or Diamonds in the Rough. You can also leave comments on blogtalkradio.com/nonprofit_U. The chat room is open, and you can post comments and leave questions. In order to use the chat room, you must open a listener-only account. You'll find a link to open the account on the episode page, and you can also email me questions at consulting@valerieflennard.com or send messages through Facebook and Twitter. You'll find a Nonprofit U fan page on Facebook, and the Twitter account is @NonprofitU. We'll be taking questions by phone and from our chat room at about the 20-minute mark. The call-in number is area code 347-884-8121. Today's episode is Diamonds in the Rough, creating sustainable businesses in tough markets. We'll talk about the relationships between mental health and economic development and share lessons learned from New Covenant CDC's Chamber of Commerce and Business Development Center. Again, we encourage you to call in with questions and participate in live chats at the 20-minute mark. The call-in number is area code 347-884-8121. Nonprofit and economic development professionals are especially encouraged to call in and share your war stories and strategies. Our guests for today are Dr. Dennis Deer, President of Deer Rehabilitation Services and Board President of the New Covenant CDC, and Rodney Brown, a doctoral candidate, small business owner, and Vice President of the New Covenant CDC. New Covenant Community Development Corporation was founded in January 2012 by Dr. Bill Winston. Dr. Winston developed the vision to sponsor economic development and revitalization and bring financial empowerment to the Lawndale community. Economic development takes place through rehabilitating both people and property and through financial literacy workshops, entrepreneurship, microlending, scholarships, and career development programs. We'll start with our first guest, Dr. Dennis Deer. Dennis, can you tell us a little bit about yourself, how you got involved with the New Covenant CDC, who you are, what you do, the whole nine yards?
Well, thank you so much. And I first like to start out by saying thank you, Valerie, for having me on for today.
Thanks for coming.
It's a pleasure to have worked with you and to continue to do so, and a pleasure to be on your show today, so thank you. A little bit about myself. Again, my name is Dennis Deer. I was born and raised in North Lawndale, and I actually still live here. I went away to school to Jackson State University, went on to graduate school, got the alphabets behind my name that the world I needed in order to succeed, and came right back to my community to get to work. I am what one would call a serial entrepreneur. I've owned several businesses and continue to do so. But more than anything, my passion is my community and my commitment to such. I'm one of those Lawndale kids that my parents actually had me in community organizing meetings as early as 5 years old.
In fact,
I was actually in a meeting with Congressman Davis this morning, and he reminded me of that. Many of them I was sitting in, and he was chair of those meetings. And so I actually have been involved in community work and community advocacy for as long as I can remember, and I watch my parents actually do the same. And so I actually got involved in New Covenant Community Development Corporation because obviously Dr. Winston saw something in me as it relates to my community activities on the west side and my passion for the community, and appointed me president of the board for New Covenant Community Development Corporation. And obviously our goal is to impact people as well as property and to help build individuals up. Just like a phoenix rising out of the ashes, we believe that, you know, an individual, no matter what they've done or where they've come from, can still be successful. So everybody deserves a second chance.
Thanks, Dennis. And Rodney, the same question for you. Tell us about yourself, how you got started with the New Covenant CDC.
And like Dennis, I also want to thank you for having us on your show. We really appreciate this. It's a pleasure to be with you here today.
Thank you.
Also like this, I was also born on the west side of Chicago. My parents were very influential in terms of my thought process as it relates to getting education. My father did not finish high school, and he's also an ex-offender. And as a result of those two things, Valerie, he made it very important to us that we, number one, we're not going to get in trouble, and number two, we're also going to get a good education. So that's kind of what prompted me to move in that direction. Like Dennis, I was also appointed to the board by Dr. Bill Winston. My appointment came after almost 10 years of working with Dr. Winston and developing the continuing education and professional development program that they have at the church. I was in charge of that for almost 10 years, and in that program, we've worked with individuals, many like those here from the Find Out community, where we taught them GED programs, computer classes, workforce development, career development courses, things along those lines. So that's how we came to be here today, and that's what's kind of motivating us in regards to coming back here to really help rebuild North Fondale.
Awesome. And just for our listeners, you can find complete bios for Dennis and Rodney on my blog. It's Nonprofit U, and you can go under Episode 5, Diamonds in the Rough. So in order to get there, you'll have to go to valeriefleonard.com/nonprofitu. So Dennis, you were born and raised in North Lawndale, and you're the owner of four successful businesses. You have Deer Rehabilitation Services, Inc., Law Enforcement Family Training Services, Miracle Construction and Management Company, and JDS Developers. Now that's a real estate holding company. You still live in the community, and your business headquarters is in the community. And although you have several offices, you still decided to locate your headquarters here. You're a graduate of the Goldman Sachs 10,000 class, and you got a chance to introduce the legendary Warren Buffett for your class graduation. You can live anywhere you want. You can put your businesses anywhere you want. You can headquarter them anywhere you want, but you still decided to stay in North Lawndale, put your anchor here. Can you tell us why? What is it about North Lawndale?
Well, thanks for that, Valerie. And I will say that truly introducing Warren Buffett was a highlight in my life. And I actually got a chance to spend an entire day with him and just talk to him about business stuff. So that was just fantastic. I would say, Valerie, to answer your question, yes, I could live anywhere I wanted to, but I have a passion for Lawndale and for my community. And I take ownership and call it my community.
Mm-hmm.
The choice is clear, though. I mean, I believe that, you know, this is a calling for me. I believe mm-hmm. that, you know, it's a passion that God has given me. And he's actually opened up the doors for not only me to meet other individuals. I was just with Edward Lewis on last week, the co-founder of Essence, having some of the same conversations about
rebuilding
places like Lawndale. And he committed that at some point he's going to get here and provide some help for us. And so I look forward to stuff like that. It's about helping to bring Lawndale back to its luster. There was a time that, you know, you could just walk two doors down and go to a bakery. There was a time that you could go down Ogden Avenue and buy your car. There was a time that any ethnic food you probably wanted in the community, you could go and get it, and you didn't have to drive out of the community to get it. I believe that we can bring Lawndale back to that. And so I am passionate about that, glad to be able to partner with people like Rodney Brown, who has years of procurement experience, partner with individuals like you to be able to do that. So that's what keeps me in Lawndale. Probably more than anything, I want to be a role model to the many children who believe that the drug dealers are the ones that they should be seeking to be like. They need to see individuals like me, Rodney, and yourself, you know, walking along the street in meetings, going and talking to them to show them that, you know, they too can do just like we're doing.
Yes, yes, yes. So, Rodney, you too were born on the West Side, and you have a career that most people would kill for. I mean, you headed up global procurement for a multi-billion dollar company, that's billion with a B, and that gave you extensive global experience. You worked and traveled in China, Korea, Japan, Mexico, and Canada. And was this before or after NAFTA?
Right before and after as well.
Okay, I digress. So you've been recognized for your strategic accomplishments in supplier management and building relationships. yet you decided to set your anchor here in North Mondale as well. What drives you to do business on the west side when you could easily be on the other side of the world?
No, you're correct. I could easily be on the other side of the world. In fact, occasionally I get phone calls to revisit my old stomping grounds overseas. However, the reason for setting my anchor here in North Mondale, as you say, is that I am tremendously impressed with the talent and other resources that are present here in North Mondale. Like Dennis has pointed out, this community has a rich heritage of entrepreneurship, a rich heritage of supporting itself. There was a time when the cultures that stayed here, that were in North Mondale before the African Americans moved in, but they couldn't go downtown to get jobs either. So they created jobs for themselves. They created business for themselves. And so that's part of what drives me to continue to be in this community and look forward to how we can do this again. You know, I look at the stakeholders that are here in this community right now, and I'm impressed with the work they've done, and I look forward to being able to work with them. As Dennis has pointed out, working with you, working with him, and other people who are in this community, the commissioner and the congressman, those are all individuals who are here now doing good work. And so I see myself as coming into this community and helping to finish what they started, so that we can continue to make the people's community feel like they have something to look forward to.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that Dennis talked about, you know, the people's community, there was a young man that I worked with, and we were talking about, you know, getting a GED, going to school, and he was kind of resisting all those things. And I just asked him, let me ask you something. Are you part of an organization? He goes, you really kind of friend, like, what are you talking about? I said, well, yeah, I am. I said, do you have some leadership? He says, yes, I run certain things in this organization. I said, so you understand profit? He says, yes. I said, you understand distribution? Yes. I said, guess what? The guy at Google, the guy at IBM, same skill set. It was to help you take the skills you have in place right now and run organizations like they run it so that you can sleep at night. So, again, the talent is here. That's what brings me here.
Yes, yes, yes. Diamonds in the rough, literally.
You got it.
So Dennis, you're a practicing psychologist, and you've always said that there's a direct relationship between economic development and mental health. That's a relationship that most of us can't see, and I'll even say that I would include myself. And I'm just wondering, can you elaborate on that? Can you let us know what the direct relationship between the mental health of a community is and its ability to sustain and develop itself?
Absolutely. And certainly I want to make a specific point about mental health, because this has been a field that I've been in for quite a while. Mental health and mental illness are two different things. So there's a lot of stigma around both mental health and mental illness, but mental health and mental illness are two different things. See, I can be depressed because I broke up with my girlfriend, or, well, in my case, my wife, or I can be happy because my wife is treating me great. Right? That's mental health. Mental illness is when I have a diagnosis that's due oftentimes to a chemical imbalance within my brain. And that could be taunted as a severe mental illness like schizophrenia or bipolar disorder. So all of us deal with issues of mental health. It's just that us in the African American community are used to the stigma attached that if you mention the word mental health, that means I'm crazy. If I go to seek out therapy, that means I'm crazy. Most couples come in for marriage counseling because they think someone's going to say that they're crazy. So I wanted to make the distinction between those two, and we'll talk maybe, Valerie, in another show about mental illness in our community and court disorders and substance abuse, because those are things that are totally different. Back to your original question, though, mental health and economic development. I firmly believe that, you know, oftentimes a paradigm shift needs to take place. And what a paradigm shift means is simply a change in the way that a person thinks. Economic development is tightly related to how your mental health is and what you think. So, for instance, when I drive down the block in North Lawndale, for me, I see opportunity, right? When I see an abandoned building, I look at the potential of what that can become. When I see people standing on each of the corners, I look at the potential for what they can become. If those individuals would leave that corner and stop hollering, rock blows park, and they're already entrepreneurs, if you will.
Right, right.
Now, they come to New Covenant, right at 1111 South Holman, and go through one of our entrepreneurial classes. They can take those transferable skills and become entrepreneurs the right way, the responsible way. That's changing their mindset. That's changing their mental health. That's changing how they see the world. Oftentimes, I put this out there to people I'm speaking to as I go around the country or right here locally at home. I'll ask, what do you see with? Oftentimes, people will give their answer and they say, hey, I see with my eyes. Well, you don't see with your eyes. You see with your mind. You actually see through your eyes. So based on that premise, we don't see things as they are. We see them as we are, right? And so if I have misery on my mind, then that's all I will see is misery, right? And so that's why Mama always told us misery loves company. Because if on my mind and I see with my mind, I see through my eyes, everything around me, I'm going to want to be miserable. So I'm going to want Rodney to be miserable if he's right next to me because I'm miserable. So I'll speak and do the things that I need to do to get him upset so he becomes miserable. So it is about mental health. The more that we can help individuals to understand who they are, whose they are, the potential that they have, and what they can do, we then have a sincere avenue of impacting economic development.
Oh, that's really profound, and thank you so much for clearing that up. You know, again, I'm one of those people, you know, when I hear people talk about mental health, I automatically think mental illness, and I'm so glad you clarified.
Different things.
Mm-hmm. So, Rodney, can you tell us more about the New Covenant CDC Small Business Development Center? Dennis already told us where it's located, but if you can repeat where you're located and some of the services you provide.
We can't repeat it enough, so I'm going to say it again. We're at 1111 South Holman Street, Suite 201, and we can be reached at telephone number 773-826-1356. One more time, 773-826-1356. And chances are you're going to get, when you call that number, you're going to get the voice of Doreen. She's our office manager. She'll do a great job for you. So by all means, keep her busy. Get on the phone and give her a call. We can also be reached at www.new-covenantcdc.org. That's our website. So get online and take a look at what we're doing there. And in terms of the service that we provide one-on-one business counseling, business advising to individuals who have an idea that they want to explore that can potentially become a business. We also look at providing services to individuals who are already in business and how they take that business to the next level. So we talk about business plan development. We talk about loan packaging. We have classes that we offer. We talk about networking. You know, we also have, and I think that's kind of referred to this before, but we have a chamber of commerce that we started here at New Covenant. And the purpose for that chamber is to help business owners in this community come together. Let's look at how we can collaborate with each other, how we can pull together our resources, how we can learn how to do business with each other, and again, how we can grow, how we can learn, how we can take our business to that next level. And here at New Covenant, when we were dispatched by Dr. Winston, he said to us, go to that community, revitalize it. And one of the things we thought about doing was this Chamber of Commerce that we have meetings. And by the way, if you don't mind, I want to mention that chamber meets on the last Monday of the month every month, and we're meeting right now at Holman Square, 5:30 to 6:30. It's an hour of power. We come in, we meet, and we get out. But we make sure that each of those meetings has power and value for the business owners of this community to come to that meeting.
So and again, I know if you're involved, they start on time.
You better believe it.
5:31, if we not start, we twitch it. So, yeah, we start right on time, and we try to get out on time as well. So that's what we're doing here at New Covenant CDC.
Okay, great. Dennis, you may be a licensed counselor and psychologist, but I can imagine your friends told you that you were the one who were absolutely crazy for headquartering your business here in North Lawndale, particularly when the trend for the past 40 years has been for businesses to leave. You've managed to thrive in spite of all the odds. And my question to you is, what advice would you give emerging small businesses, including nonprofits, on how to survive through the tough times?
Well, First and foremost, it's important that any individual, business owner, sole proprietor, nonprofit, S-Corp, whatever your business structure may be, it is very, very important that you become a lifelong learner. You should educate yourself, first and foremost. That's number one. Hopefully you got your pencil. You should also prune if need be.
And what were you a Boy Scout?
I was not. Prune if need be, because sometimes we're holding on to stuff we might not need, right?
Mm-hmm.
That could be human capital. It could be, you know, excessive material, what have you. And I think the third thing would be prepare for change. And there's one thing about change. Change is inevitable. You can either get with it or you can get caught up in it. And you should change. If you're going to change, it should be on your terms, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so those are three things that I would say to individuals who are emerging businesses. I believe that it is very, very important that, you know, there's a quote that I live my life by, and it was quoted from Socrates. If you always do what you've always done, you're going to always get what you've always got. That's the definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. And now this next one is a
diagnosed people.
That's right. And the next one is a dearism, right? That means that's a mantra, right? In order for you to do something you never had, you have to do something that you've never done. And that is the epitome of change. One of the things that Rodney and I always talk about, and we got this charge from Dr. Winston, and that is we have to be game changers, right? And we look for game changers. We want to make some millionaires here in Lawndale. We know that the potential is here. We know that it's here in the spiritual realm, but we need tools that we can utilize to take this thing up to the next level. So this is about not, you know, putting ourselves in a situation where we're going to continuously seek out grant funding and all that different kind of stuff.
Right.
And we'll take grant funding, that's fine and dandy, but we want individuals that we can help them start their businesses or grow their businesses so that they can pass $1 million threshold. Because we know once they do that, then we have businesses that can donate to the cause so we can help some other businesses. And it becomes an issue of reciprocity, right? And so
that's where
prosperity actually comes from. And we believe that we can make Lawndale and the entire West Side a very prosperous community, not to move people out of, but a community where people can live here and thrive in it and build, because we should be actually building our own community, our own businesses, not just having people, you know, from, you know, Timbuktu come in and do it for us and then leave. We believe that, you know, individuals from this community can do it. Now, that doesn't mean we don't need help from people outside the community.
Right.
Collectively, we all can come together on one accord, just like they did on the day of Pentecost, and we can get some stuff done.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, we're still diamonds in the rough.
If I could, I just want to say one thing. We are very specific. We want 50 new millionaires.
There you go. There you go, Roger. Hey, I had to leave something for you to cover.
Hey, there you go. Right. I appreciate that.
Okay, put my name down.
Yeah, call in and we'll take the list. We'll start the list, okay?
Yes. Okay, so Rodney, the New Covenant CDC has the Entrepreneur Express and the Entrepreneur Premier programs, and they each offer 8 to 10 week sessions for potential and current business owners who want help in creating or improving their businesses and their concept plans. Can you tell us more about those programs, how they're similar, how they're different, and how we can, you know, get involved and start taking advantage?
Absolutely, Valerie, absolutely can. These programs are designed to help, the Entrepreneur Express program is designed to help potential entrepreneurs put together plans needed to start their business off on the right foundation. So we talk to them about marketing, we talk to them about sales, operations, accounting and finance. We just started a new finance class, 7-week course that just started this past Saturday, and I got to tell you, it was a fantastic start. So we talk to them about how to price their products or services. And one of the things that can be the downfall of a small business is not understanding how to properly price your product. For example, I was at a conference once, and a young lady walked up to our table, and she said to me, you know what, my sales are going fine. And, you know, people are buying my stuff, but I'm still losing money. And I said, well, let me ask you a question. I said, how are you determined to price your product? And she just kind of looked at me and said, well, what do you mean? I said, you're selling this. How did you choose the price? And what she had done is that she picked the price that other people were using to sell that product, something kind of close to that. And I said, well, you know, the problem with that is you don't understand or you don't know what their cost structure is. For example, you know, if you're selling a bottle of pop to somebody, somebody else might buy it for 50 cents and they're selling it for a dollar. If you're buying that same bottle of pop for resale and you're paying 75 cents for it and you're selling it for a dollar, you're only making a quarter profit. That can have you in a situation where that's your gross profit and if you don't understand all the other costs that go into it, you're going to lose money.
Wow.
So it's very important for you to understand how you price your product, understanding your cost of goods sold, and that's something that doesn't get talked about very often. So we walk them through concepts like that and get them to understand these are the kinds of things you need to understand in order for your business to be successful. And I tell you, Valerie, this community has the potential to do that. So that's the Entrepreneur Express program. And the premier course, what we talk about is those existing business owners who want to take that business to that next level.
Right.
And some of the same concepts get discussed with them. That they may be at, you know, 100,000 or 50,000 in sales right now, and it's been stuck there for 10 years. Well, we try to get them to understand, you know, they've talked a lot about your mindset with regards to getting into becoming an entrepreneur. Sometimes your mindset will have you stuck where you are.
That's right.
So what we try to do is we try to get them to feel constitutionally uncomfortable with being stuck. You know what I mean?
So we got two psychologists on the line.
There you go.
Hey, wait. I've been learning this stuff by osmosis. I ain't no fool, okay? I learned. But the point is, we try to get people unstuck, you know?
Right.
You've been in the same rut for a while. Let us help you get to that next level.
Mm-hmm.
So the premier course is designed to help those individuals who are at a certain level get them to that next level.
Oh, I love it. I love it. So Dennis, what advice would you give to emerging entrepreneurs, especially those who want to thrive in urban markets, especially in those areas where people are reluctant to relocate? So you can be in an urban market,
right?
But people look at North Lawndale as something even more rugged and more challenging. So what advice would you give to people who want to do business in communities like North Lawndale?
So again, I will go back to the paradigm shift. It's a change in the mindset of an individual. When people look at, you know, communities like North Lawndale and they see the blight, they associate a certain mindset with it.
Mm-hmm. And that's true.
That people that are here, you know, don't know what to do, don't know how to do it, and that they cannot function in a spirit of excellence, right?
Right.
And I think one of the things that we like to teach is that you can function in a spirit of excellence. In fact, that's the only way for you to function if you want to be successful. So number one, the number one reason that a person should function in a spirit of excellence, and my way of giving advice is, as African Americans, oftentimes, one thing that the business owners and emerging business owners do not have together is their paperwork, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you may ask them for, you know, their accounting software, and they aren't using any accounting software. They've just been writing stuff down, and they've got two or three sets of books. Get your books together so that you can become bankable, right? That causes problems for you. And that's one of the number one reasons that we typically have issues with accessing capital, right? Because oftentimes we don't have that paperwork together. I would also say to an individual, by way of the mental health aspect and the paradigm shift, is that do a SWOT analysis. Right? And what SWOT analysis means is strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. Before you ever do it on your company, do it on yourself.
Oh, my goodness.
We don't hear that oftentimes. We hear, do the SWOT analysis on your company. No, I tell people, do it on yourself first, right? What are your strengths? What are your weaknesses? What are your opportunities? And what are your threats? Are you late every day? That might be a weakness because you can't be late to your business meetings. And then after you get yourself straight, now do the SWOT analysis on your company so that you can find out why is it that you can't pass the $100,000 threshold? Why is it that you've been there for the last 10 years? Why are you in the slump?
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes, Valerie, it's not the environment, it's the mindset on the inside of individuals.
Well, it is the environment, not the EN, but the
right.
IN.
It is. I like that, Valerie. That's good. I love that.
I can relate.
Hey, it's what's on the inside of individuals. So we attempt through a common thread methodology and New Covenant to help individuals to renew their mind. And renewing that mind means that they're thinking differently, not only about themselves and what they can accomplish, but they're also thinking differently about what they can accomplish as a business owner.
Yes, yes, yes. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he.
So is he.
So is he.
Well, these days we got to say a man and a woman thinks.
Right. I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. I mean, just for men, but yeah, you're right.
Right. That's what the words say. A man thinketh, right. So is he. That's right.
Right. Okay. So, Rodney, what are some of the strategies New Covenant CDC uses to encourage business owners to start or relocate here in North Lawndale?
I mean, Valerie, there's so many different reasons why people should look at relocating to North Lawndale or starting here in North Lawndale. I mean, we talked about some of the significant resources that are here in North Lawndale. I mean, property is plentiful. If you look around, as Dennis talked about earlier, you drive down the street, you see an empty building. That empty building is a potential business. Okay, that's vacant lot of potential business, you know. And so we want to make sure they understand property here is plentiful, it's priced right. And one of the things that Dr. Winston has talked to us about, he said, if you want to be rich, you want to be successful, what you want to do is to figure out where people are going and get there first. You know, North Lawndale is on the list, okay?
That's right.
North Lawndale is a community that is going to be developed. What you want to do is get here before everybody else gets here. The people that are working hard to bring this community where it needs to be. So the labor market is rich with people that are bright, smart, hardworking. And they're thirsty for the opportunity to demonstrate their skills. So when we talk to you about coming to North Lawndale again, you know, part of it is, you know, redesigning, rethinking, having to rethink how they see North Lawndale and changing the way they see North Lawndale, the way they see themselves in North Lawndale, and not necessarily see the blight and think, okay, that's all there is there. But this community has lots of potential there, so we talk about the potential both in terms of the people and the property and say, come on down. Come now before about get here, and you can't afford to be here after a while.
Come on down. The price is right.
Come on down.
Especially now, right?
You got it. Now's the time.
Yes. Okay, so we've come to the end of our show, and I'd like to thank Dr. Dennis Deere, President of Deere Rehabilitation Services, Inc., and Rodney Brown, Vice President of the New Covenant CDC, for being our guest today. I have certainly learned a whole lot, and you guys have challenged me to do a lot of introspection, you know, and, you know, I pride myself as being one who's in touch with my feelings, my inner thoughts, and all that good stuff. But today's conversation has really, really inspired me to have those tough conversations that I've been avoiding for years, you know. So I want to thank you, you know, not only for being on the show, but, you know, thank you for the therapy. So with that being said, are there any parting thoughts for other folks who, you know, might have similar issues? You know, and when I say similar issues, you know, for me, it's just, I guess it's a fear factor. You know, it's not a rational thing. You know what to do, but, you know, it's just a getting started. And then you try to figure out, well, why can't you get started? And the common denominator, I know for me, is fear. Sometimes it's a fear of failure. Sometimes it's a fear of success, you know, depending on, you know, what the individual situation is. So I really, really thank you for that. So what are your parting thoughts? We'll start with Dr. Deere first, and then we will end with Rodney.
I'd like to start out, Valerie, by again saying thanks for having us on the show. You just ended with fear. And oftentimes, you know, individuals must understand that fear is a mind killer. It is that tiny evil that disintegrates us from the inside out. We must learn to accept and control it, right? Paralyze you. And so
yes.
That we understand that fear is also based with an acronym, which is false evidence appearing real, right?
Yes.
So we have to understand that, you know, we cannot allow fear to paralyze us. We have to take on the same mindset that Nike does in their slogan, and just do it. And just doing it is to call 773-826-1356. Somebody pick up the phone line and answer your questions and help you get on your way to starting your business or taking your business to the next level. And I guess the other thing that I would say is that it is our endeavor to line the streets of Roosevelt Road up here in Lawndale with new businesses, right? We want individuals to open up new coffee shops. We want individuals to have gaming lounges. We want individuals to open up. We need a sit-down restaurant, you know, along the Roosevelt Road corridor. We need a Dunkin' Donuts, or we need to bring Starbucks back to the equation. That's what New Covenant CDC is mm-hmm. all about. That's what my passion has been about here in the community, attempting to create affordable housing and create economic development. But I believe that, you know, with the right individuals, if we want to make 50 new millionaires, we can get this accomplished. And so, again, in order for us to get something that we've never had, we've got to do something we've never done.
Yes, yes, yes. And I might add that, you know, once I face my fears, I look back and be like, wow, that was just like stepping off the curb. You know, what was all that about? So we,
right.
we just have to get over that negative self-talk.
That's right.
Okay, so Mr. Brown, you want to take us home? What are your parting thoughts?
Valerie, and like this, I also want to thank you for this opportunity. You really appreciate it. This has been a lot of fun. But this, mm-hmm. you know, my parting comments would be this. This community has a rich heritage of entrepreneurship. So I say, let's continue that tradition by creating our own wealth, by starting and expanding businesses. You mentioned fear, and one of the things that we can help you with here in New Covenant is how to address that fear. When you come to New Covenant, you're going to find out that you're not by yourself. And a lot of times, that's what fear does. Fear gets you in a corner, makes you feel like you're the only one, like you're all by yourself. And what we're saying to you is that pick up that phone. And again, that number is 773-826-1356, and give New Covenant a call. Stop by our office. We're located at 1111 South Holman Street, Suite 201. Again, you will not feel alone when you come to New Covenant. And again, some people feel like, well, this idea is stupid or whatever. We've heard a lot of different ideas, a lot of different comments and ideas about things that people want to do and get involved in. You're going to find that when you come into New Covenant, you're going to walk into the room and you're going to find that there are knowledgeable, caring individuals with experience that are looking to figure out how to help you become one of those 50 new millionaires. So again, thank you, Valerie, for your time. Really do appreciate it.
Okay, not a problem. I thank you both. Thank you much. So I want to thank the listeners for listening to the Nonprofit Blog Radio Talk Show today. Be sure to tune in next week at blogtalkradio.com/nonprofit_you. The show will be available for download within about an hour. And next week, we're going to have Shelby Park. He's the director of programs for Sunshine Gospel Ministries. And he's going to talk to us about his vision for starting 200 businesses on 61st Street on Chicago's South Side in Woodlawn neighborhood. So he'll also be talking to us about the Women's Business Summit, the South Side Women's Business Summit. So until then, see you next week. And thank you for tuning in. Take care.